By his deeds. Oh, Allah, bless us with pious deeds.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We've been mentioning a number of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. But inshallah, we have another unique pious deed to talk about, and that is upbringing of children. This is our topic today, upbringing of children, how we need to be upbringing our children, because this is that pious deed which will be a means of sadaqah jariyah even after we have left the world. It will be a means of continuously earning rewards after we have left the world, if our children are to be obedient, if our children are to be pious. Inshallah, let's listen to a fazila, a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sends salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Mandi channel, just 50 times a day, will get the blessing of shaking hands with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is something so easily we can do. At the same time, we can educate our children to also recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least 50 times. We need to be sitting with our children and giving them this upbringing, giving them this teaching of reciting salatul nabi upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, if they will have this mindset, they will gain blessing from this, inshallah. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be building in their hearts. And inshallah, through this, they will gain the blessings of this dunya and the akhirah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Mandi channel, today we're going to be talking about upbringing of children, how to upbring our children in the right way, how to educate our children in the right way, and how we should be educating our children. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, you will always find from the examples, from the lives of the pious predecessors, Rahimahumullah, that how they brought their children up and to what level they brought their children up to piety. And inshallah Azawajal, we will listen to one of these great pious predecessors, Rahimahumullah, Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh. He was a great pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who lived a life of piety himself, but he also brought up his children in the same piety as well. He is mentioned that he had a very pious young daughter. He brought her up with educating her, giving her tarbiyat, and who was beautiful in her parents, who was beautiful in her character, and she became a liable of marriage. It came that age when she was would be getting married. Now, Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh, he received a proposal from the king. Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh, he brought his daughter up in piety. He didn't want her to go into the palaces of the king and gain that sort of education from there, or be spoiled from her piety and going into the love of the dunya. So he asked the king to give him 3 days. In them 3 days, Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh, he went out in search of finding someone for his beloved daughter. And he went from masjid to masjid, from one masjid to another, till he went into a masjid. His sight fell on a person who was performing salah. The young man, he completed his salah with real good manners. Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh, he asked that young man, "Are you married?" He replied, "No." Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh asked, "Do you want to get married?" The girl recites the Holy Quran. Her habit is to offer salah. She fasts. She is beautiful and a pious of nature. The man said, "Who would marry me?" Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh replied, "I will arrange it." The Sheikh gave him some dirham. He said, "Go and buy some bread and some curry and buy some perfume with the one dirham." Like this, the Sheikh Kirmani Rahmatullah Alayh had his pious daughter married to that young man. When the bride came to the groom's house, she saw a piece of bread on the water vessel. She asked, "What is this bread?" The groom replied, "This is stale bread from yesterday. I have kept it for iftar," meaning breaking the fast. Hearing this, she started to return home. Seeing this, the groom said, "I knew that the princess-like daughter of Sheikh Karmani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, cannot stay with a poor person like me." The bride replied, "I am not returning because of your poverty. I am returning because your reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems very weak. I am amazed at my father, how he described you as a sound nature and a pious man." Upon hearing this, the groom became embarrassed and said, "I apologize upon my weakness of mind." The bride replied, "Keep your excuses to yourself. However, I cannot stay in a house that has one-time food stored in it. Either I will stay here or the bread." The groom immediately went and gave the bread as an in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear views of Madijan, just try to think for a moment. What was the unique way this great Sheikh, he bought his daughter, the upbringing he gave to his daughter, how unique he made his daughter, that first of all, when the Sheikh went out in search, he was looking for a pious person. And what he thought was pious, but look at the sighting of the daughter, that she could not see piety in him, the person who was keeping something saved for the next day, because she thought that this was a weakness of that man, that he did not rely upon Allah, who gives sustenance today, who will also provide sustenance tomorrow. So keeping things stored, this was to her a weakness of Iman. And this is why she was about to leave. And then she requested. Then she said, "Either I will stay or the bread will stay." When the man got rid of that bread, she stayed. This was the piety of the tarbiyat, of the upbringing of children, of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious people, rahimahullah, they would bring their children up in this way. They would be pious themselves, and they would also bring their children up in this same type of piety, this same type of mind. Today, my dear views of Bani Jalla, how we are upbringing our children, how we are educating our children, this is the same effect which is happening upon our children. My dear views of Bani Jalla, subhanallah, a pious father or a pious mother could be a means of piety of the children and the coming generations. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you will see this, that a noble person, a pious person, his children are normally pious. And then his coming children and his grandchildren also have that piety. And you will see this in many great awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the chains of piety continued on from them. If you look at the father of Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, if you look at the mother of Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, look at the level of their piety was such that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's father, he came to ask forgiveness for an apple which he ate, and not knowing who this apple was. When he followed the stream where this apple flowed from, and he reached to the orchard, and he asked forgiveness from the owner of that orchard, that garden, that man, and he saw this, that this is no normal person. He made him serve him, and he gave his daughter in his hand. And who was the daughter? His daughter was that great waliya, who was such pious woman. She had never looked at haram. She had never touched haram. She had never listened to haram. These were the parents of Hazur-e Ghaus-e-Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And then why wouldn't the son be Ghaus-e-Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the wali of his time, the great wali whose name we mentioned today, whose walayat still exists today, whose greatness still exists today, and inshallah Zuyal will exist till the end of time. This one of the reasons was the piety of the parents today will make the children pious. And normally you'll find that the action which the mother is involved in, the child also has that action in him. Like was the case of Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And he went to madrasa and he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He continued to recite to 18 juz, to 18 para. And the teacher asked to recite more. He said that this is all I heard when I was in my mother's womb. and my mother has recited this much when I was in my mother's womb, and I memorized this. So when the mother is reciting Quran, when she is expecting of a child, that child would able to gain that piety. Sadly, the mothers of today, when they are in this state of expecting a child, they are normally passing time in watching movies, dramas, listening to music, try to pass their time because they can't normally do much other work in that state. And what happens? The children become adopted with these habits. If the mother was to be reciting the Quran, you'll find the child would have that type of nature in him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, try to adopt piety in your lives, and inshallah azawajal, this will bring piety in your children and their children and their children and the coming generations, inshallah azawajal. The other thing we learn from the waqi of Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullah alayh, that his upbringing to his daughter was very unique. And alhamdulillah azawajal, teaching her such great iman and such great taqwa and such great piety, teaching her such great relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also teach our children this type of teaching. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi, he would worship alongside his maternal uncle from the tender age of 3 years old. 3 years old child is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside his uncle. As uncle would say to him before going to sleep every night, recite these words, the words which mean Allah Almighty is with me, Allah Almighty is seeing me, Allah Almighty is witness upon me. When he became habitual of reciting this, his uncle said to him, now recite it 7 times daily. He became a habitual of this, then he increased it by 15 times. And throughout his life, he would read this wazifa. Subhanallah, my dear views of Madani Channel. Just try to think and understand how the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they would give this type of tarbiyah to their children, the upbringing to their children, or their nephews, or their grandchildren, or their family members. Then they would teach them that Allah Almighty is seeing me at all times. Allah Almighty is witness upon me. Allah Almighty is with me at all times. When the child was given this mindset, imagine how that child grew up to be. No doubt he will become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From tender age, my dear viewers, we should try to teach our children the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of the times you find that children are taught all sorts of things when they are growing up. We should be first of all teaching the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing should be on their tongue, not the name of the father, not the mother's name, but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be upon their tongue. You should be teaching them the name of Allah. Make them do the zikr of Allah. Inshallah, when they will grow up and they will do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will remain in their hearts, inshallah. So teach your children in this way, and also keep your children away from wrongful habits, wrongful activities. And inshallah, if our children are growing up in our homes, keeping away from this, if they see the parents are involved in good habits, the parents are involved in reciting the Quran, the parents are involved in reading the namaz, you'll normally find when a child sees his mother reading namaz at a tender age, that child is also laying down in the state of sajda. This is all tarbiyat, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. This is education. This is upbringing of children. This is teaching your children how to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at young age. And the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they will do this. They will put this into their children's mind. They will put this into their children's heart at a tender age. And inshallah, and these children, they grew up to become walis of Allah. If you look at the advice, the mother of Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, what did the mother say to her child? Oh son, do not lie. And that was the advice when Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani left his home. He did not lie. What happened when the gang of thieves took over the caravan and they came to Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani? He was a young person at the time. When they asked him, do you have any money? He said, yes. They searched, they could not find any money. Another person came and he said, do you have any money? He said, yes. And then at the end, when he was brought in front of the chief, he said, yes, I do have money. My mother sold it. And the chief repented and everyone repented from the court. What was that? That was the tarbiyat, the piety of the mother. and the upbringing of the mother, the tarbiyat of telling her child not to lie, my dear views of money child. Just think how we are living our lives today. What sort of education we are giving to our children. We are teaching our children all sorts of lies and tricks. And when a child lies or when he does something wrong, we don't even stop him. And these children fall towards disobedience, my dear views of money child. There's a very strange incident which has been mentioned that a robber once got caught and the cases of theft and murder was placed upon him, and he was proved to be guilty and sentenced to be hanged. When he was about to be hanged, he was asked, "What is your last wish?" He said that, "I want to see my mother." When his mother came, instead of falling into the feet of his mother, asking her for forgiveness, through the shock and horror of the people there, he clutched onto his mother, he jumped onto his mother, and he scratched her and hurted her. In this way, the police, the guards who were there, they pulled this man back and they said to him, "What sort of indecent, immodest, shameful man are you that you are hurting your mother, especially at the last moments of leaving this world?" He said that, "I will not forgive my mother. I will not forgive my mother. It is my mother. It is due to her that I am being hanged today." When the people asked, "What are you talking about?" He said that, "When I was a small child, I stole a class fellow's pencil and I brought it home and I showed my mother. And my mother said, 'If you like it, son, keep it.' That gave me courage. And I started to pinch other children, other class fellows' pencils, pens. And if I got the chance, I'd pick their pockets. And like this, I grew up, started to steal till I made a gang of thieves. And then eventually got caught in theft and murder, and it is because of my mother today I am being hanged. If at that time, if my mother had told me off and told me or made me return that pencil, today I would not have been hanged today. I would not have become a thief. I would not have been getting caught in theft and murder today." My dear views of Madhi Chala, this was just a story, and it's reality of this story is that today, if we do not prevent our children, if we do not stop our children from doing wrong, then these children will grow up, continue thinking that it's okay to do it. If today, in front of our children, we are lying, we are backbiting, we are swearing, our children will be thinking that it's okay to do these actions. If today, in front of our children, we are cheating people, then they will think it's okay to cheat people. So my dear viewers of Bandi Channel, we have to teach our children. We have to give them this upbringing. We have to teach them what is right and what is wrong through our own character, to our own nature, and to our own way of life. Teach your children. Inshallah, they will adopt good habits when we will do good, and they will save themselves from sins when we will also keep ourselves from sins. Inshallah, this type of education, this type of upbringing will make our children also pious. It's very important that we educate our children in the right way. Especially the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, teach your children three things. One is the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, and the recitation of the Holy Quran. We've been told to have love for three things, and this is something which you should be educating your children. And we've been told to educate our children with three things. One is a love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second is love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, a love for the Quran and the recitation of the Holy Quran. So my dear viewers, educate your children with these things. First of all, put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of your children. Tell them whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned that we need to be lowering our heads, we need to be placing our hands on our hearts, we need to be reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, and our children will learn this. Also teach them the recitation of the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of naat and nasheed. So our children also learn about praising and respecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also teach them the respect and teach them the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will be done when we will be delivering daras in our home, when we will be educating them in our own homes, giving them time. Also teach them the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, they will have the love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, when they will have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also teach them the love for the Holy Quran. Teach them the Holy Quran. Teach them how to recite the Holy Quran in the correct way. We need to be giving time to our children for these things, my dear viewers. Today what happens is the father or the mother will take the child to the madrasa and he will leave the child there and he will come back. When was the last time we asked our children, what have they learned today? How are they reciting the Quran today? We don't even get time for this. The father is busy earning. The mother is busy in their own homes. What time do we give to our children? My dear viewers of Mandichal, it's very important. We start to give time to our children. We start to educate them in the right way. We start to upbring them in the right way. Also, my dear viewers, it's important teaching your children the love for the Sahaba, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, the love for the Awliya, the respect of the Sahaba, the respect of the Ahlul Bayt, the respect of the Awliya, respect of the Quran, the things which are, this is very important that we teach our children the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Etiquettes, these are things which our children need to be taught. And this, the way we will do this is when we will have these in our own lives. Also the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who teaches his son how to recite the Quran, all his past and future sins are forgiven because of this. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Mandichal, this is something which we need to be doing. Educating our children how to recite the Quran. Educating our children with the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Educating our children with etiquette, with manners. The sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. The way we can do this is when we will attach ourselves and attach our children with the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. When we will travel in the way of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the Madani Kaflas, take our children with them so they learn about the deen and the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the other beautiful way is when we will continue to watch Madani channel, we'll sit our children with Madani channel, inshallah, they will learn these etiquettes and these sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Through this, inshallah, Zawajal, we will able to safeguard the iman of our children, inshallah, Zawajal, and the coming generations. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these were few things regarding the upbringing of children and how this is important. We need to start giving time to our children and bring them up in the right way. If we don't give them time, my dear viewers, those who are going to give time to them, those are the ones who are going to take them on their side. One pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was educating his child's friend. When someone asked him, you don't spend time on your own child, but you're spending time on his friend. He said how his company of his friend is going to be is how my child is going to be. My dear viewers of Madani channel. So look in the society, who your children are with, the company they're in with. They need to be in good company. They need to be in the company of righteous so they can also be righteous. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the company of the pious and the respect of the awliya and the sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give us the ability to teach our children this also. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds.